Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 25th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Today we want to share a message that we hope, in a very different way, will encourage you. It's titled, A Vanishing Mist. The scripture text is James 4, verse 14.
Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Over the past month, I led our congregation in a worship song several times that has ministered deeply to my heart, not just during church when we're singing it, but also throughout the week. Some of our readers will be familiar with the lyrics from the song, Be Unto Your Name. The first verse of this praise song is based upon today's scripture text.
We are a moment, you are forever. Lord of the ages, God before time. We are a vapor, you are eternal, love everlasting, reigning on high.
When I first introduced this song to the church, I illustrated the daily verse from James. And let me repeat that again. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. I sprayed a fragrant mist that disappeared within seconds, reminding us of how quickly we pass through life on this side of eternity. I appreciate the lyricist's contrast of the temporal and eternal, as she was inspired to write this beautiful praise song.
On February 11th, Brooksine and I made a chaplain call to see a couple where the husband, Chris, works in one of our companies. I think I want to point out right at this point that we have their permission and indeed blessing to share their story here. Chris's wife, Amy, had given birth prematurely early that morning to Colton Matthew Brown, who was in the Reading Hospital. She was only 24 weeks into her pregnancy and was preparing to endure 11 weeks of complete bed rest at the hospital, awaiting her due date.
But little Colton was more impatient than Amy, and less than a week into her required bed rest, he arrived at 3:24 a.m., weighing only 1 pound, 8 ounces, and 12 and a half inches in length.
By the time we had arrived at the hospital, he had coded twice, and the likelihood of his survival was diminishing by the minute. We had prayer with Chris and Amy, and then went into the neonatal intensive care unit and prayed over their tiny, tiny infant, committing him to the Lord. At 8:16 that evening, Colton left his parents to be with the Lord Jesus in heaven. His physical presence here on earth was merely 17 hours and 8 minutes.
When I attended the funeral service the following Monday, the first song we sang was, Be Unto Your Name. What a fitting song that took on even greater meaning to me as I considered that little Colton arrived too soon and left way too soon, much like the mist that appeared for a moment and then so quickly vanished.
Bible commentator Matthew Henry writes, listen carefully, he tends to write rather deeply. I quote, "The frailty, shortness, and uncertainty of life ought to check the vanity and presumptuous confidence of all projects we have in mind for the future. We can fix the hour and minute of the sun's rising and setting tomorrow, but we cannot fix the certain time of a vapor being scattered. So short, unreal, and fading is human life and all the prosperity or enjoyment that attends it, though bliss or woe forever must be according to our conduct during this fleeting moment. We are always to depend on the will of God. Our times are not in our own hands, but at the disposal of God. Our heads may be filled with cares and contrivances for ourselves, or our families, or our friends, but providence often throws our plans into confusion. All we design and all we do should be with submissive dependence on God."
Colton was a long-awaited answered prayer for Chris and Amy, and yet they placed his young life and future in God's hands when their plans turned into confusion. Although an anguishing time, they nevertheless cherished every minute of the short time they had with him, and they celebrated his 17-hour life as family, friends, co-workers, and church family attended his funeral. It was a powerful testament to the value of life, no matter the brevity of it.
They had plans for his future, but they also had the attitude of James, who writes in his epistle, "If it is the Lord's will," we add, "Colton will live and do this or that." They were truly in submissive dependence on God, as Matthew Henry writes.
Let's pray together. Father, our lives are in your hands. We make our plans and dream our dreams, but we desire to have the same attitude as that of your Son, Jesus, who expressed his own heart's desire and then submitted his will to you when he prayed, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." Help us to submit our will to yours and trust you with our future, for you never forsake the righteous, and you are a refuge for those in trouble. Amen.
Amen.